four tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory Declaring the Kingdom. Write Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, September the 4th, 1999. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the minister of the morning.
It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to worship the Lord. It's time to cry out to the Lord. For yea, the day of the Lord you are facing, saith God. You're coming to that day, yea, the day of evil, the day of wickedness, the day of darkness and gloominess. But I, the Lord God, shall rise upon thee and within thee, saith the Lord. Yea, thou shalt not be taken by surprise. Thou shalt not go under, because thou shalt go over, saith God. I am with my people. I shall deliver thee. I shall help thee and undergird thee for this hour. Yea, I have raised you up for this hour, saith the Lord. So fear not, fret not. Yea, the days ahead are evil, but I say to you, my light and power is coming to the church.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Let's stand this morning. May we do that together. How many thank God that Jesus is here today and the Holy Ghost and the Father is here? Let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you, Lord, that you're among us today, Lord. You're walking among your candlestick today, Lord. Your church, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for everyone that's come to this meeting. We thank you, Father, for that which you did last night, Lord, and the other meetings, Father. And we thank you for what you're going to do today and this afternoon and tonight and the rest of the meeting, Father. We bless you. We give you honor and glory, Father God. We honor the name of Jesus. Let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You can be seated.
It is my very nature that shall come forth in this last hour. For thou shalt surely disappear as thou art totally hid.
Hallelujah.
Christ in God. And I myself shall come forth with my invincible power.
Praise God.
And the world shall see me in thee, for thou art truly my body, and I shall bring forth all of my glory. Therefore expedite all that needs to be done that is not of me, for thou art a part of the great physician. Therefore heal thyself in thy spirit, in thy
Amen.
Soul, and in thy body, for I am raising me up a great Joel's army, and thou shalt move forth, and thou shalt not break thy ranks. Therefore stand firm, and know that that I have begun, I am well able to complete in each one, for thou art my precious woman in this hour.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 22. How many believe the Lord's cleaning His church up?
Yes.
And how many know it's going to be a church without spot and without wrinkle? Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. Praise God. The Lord is dealing with us today in many ways, isn't He? I was really blessed by the meeting last night and by the message Sister Anna brought and the anointing that was here. Praise God. In chapter 22, verse 18, this is not my favorite scripture to read, but I'm going to read it. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. And he that sacrifices to any god save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. I want you to notice, God puts the witch there with those who lie with a beast and those who sacrifice to other gods. And in the Old Testament, how many know that a witch was not supposed to live? Now, we know today we don't kill a witch, we don't kill people, but how many know we can take the Word of God and come and bind and break the power of those demons off of our life and others too, as well as that goes? We use a sword today, not the natural sword, but the Word of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so we know that witches are in the church, wizards are in the church, And warlocks are in the church. But we know it's in the world too. But how many know we're not dealing with the world today? We're dealing with the church. I want to know what's going on in the church, don't you? Hallelujah. I want to know what God's doing in the church. And if we know what God's doing, we're going to know what He's going to do out there as well. Praise the Lord. And so we know we have to deal with many things here today. Now, let's go over to another scripture in let's go over to Leviticus 20. I'm just going to take you through a few scriptures here first of all. Leviticus chapter 20 in the Word of God. One time the Lord woke me up in the night years ago, many years ago, and He told me who Jezebel was. I never really studied Jezebel, and this was many years ago. And He told me that she was, the Jezebel was the harlot church. He told me that it was Dinah of the Ephesians. He told me it was the Queen of Heaven. And He told me it was the worship of Mary. And of course, there's other things too. But how many know that spirit is in the church, in men and in women?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
It's right.
And we have to deal with it first in our own life. Is that right?
Yes.
How many know Jezebel operates out of the soul?
Yes.
Where God operates out of your spirit. Isn't that right? And so there are churches that move in the spirit, and there are churches that are soulish.
Yes.
And I want to be in one that, come on, that's full of the Holy Ghost and fire that our sister sang, don't you?
Right.
I really enjoyed that song. That song blessed me this morning. How about you? Come on. Amen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord praise. Come on. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, Jezebel is such a seducer. And she exalts, I say she or he, exalts themselves. I mean, no, Jesus has to be exalted in this hour. We need to exalt the One, come on, that died for us. Isn't that right? We're nothing apart from Jesus. Can you say amen? Sometimes we think we're something. I tell you, we're nothing this morning without Jesus. We've got to go down, and Jesus will raise us up. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Every one of us. Praise God. We know Jezebel was a teacher of acts of fornication and adultery, and people who followed her not only went into spiritual and spiritual fornication and adultery, but also the natural. We know that Jezebel is the depth of Satan. And how many know she would not repent in Revelation? Would not repent. How many know God is a merciful God? He gives people space to repent, doesn't He?
Yes.
How many thank God He gave us space?
Amen.
He gave me a large space. Hallelujah. And we know God said, those that follow her, I'm going to put them in a sick bed. Actually, that's what it means, a sick bed. And how many know some people are sick today because they've been flirting around with Jezebel too long? Come on now, don't shout me down. Is that right? And what did God say? I'm gonna cast them into great, come on,
yes,
tribulation. You ever read that?
Yes,
now go over to Revelation 7 a minute. Let's go there and we'll come back to the Old Testament here in a minute. How many believe we're facing tribulation? I said we're facing tribulation.
Yes.
We're already in some of it.
Yes.
But the worst part's not here yet.
Right.
But it's coming. But how many know God's preparing a people?
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
In chapter 7, look in verse 13. Of Revelation. One of the elders answered me, saying to me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?" Where'd they come from? And I said to him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great
tribulation."
Now the Lord said, "I'm going to throw somebody in the great tribulation."
Yes.
Over in chapter 2 of Revelation. The church that are there in Thyatira, many of them. And yet he says here, there's a number that came out of great tribulation. How many see that?
Yes.
And well, what else did he say? He said, notice, "And have washed their robes, made them white in the blood." How many thank God for the blood?
Yes.
The blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Not anybody's blood, the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Therefore are they before the throne of God. And serving when?
Yes.
Where's night at? Where is night? It's not where God is.
Right.
Night's here. How many know you can be before the throne and be here too?
Yes,
amen.
Is that true?
It's
true.
I mean, no, John in Revelation was there in the throne, but he also was here on the Isle of Patmos. Come on, amen. Jesus walked the earth, but he lived with the Father there in the throne. And so these are serving him day and night. There is no night where God is.
Right.
Night is here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he said something here. He said also that they're going to serve him day and night in his temple. And we are, come on, the temple of the living God. Is that true?
Yes.
This is not the temple of God. You and I are the temple of God.
Yes.
And he that sits on the throne will dwell where?
Among us.
Where's he at right now? He's among us, isn't he? He's in us. Come on, amen? Amen. They shall hunger no more. And this is not beans and mashed potatoes. Come on. I mean, only God can fill that hunger in you and me.
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that right? And then he said something else. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. You can take that up to other scriptures in the book of Revelation here and follow that. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. He shall lead them into living fountains of water. That's not a drinking fountain. I mean, no, that's each one of us have a fountain. Amen? He's in us today, isn't that right? He's the fountain of life. He's the tree of life. Come on, he's the water life. He's the river life. He's everything, isn't he?
Yes.
And so we know that each one of us have a fountain that's in us. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many thank God for that?
Amen.
Now, how many know Jezebel hates the prophets? I don't care if it's in men or in women. They hate the ministry of prophets and apostles. Now look over in Revelation 18. And have, you know why they hate the prophets? Because the prophets see them. If they're in the Spirit. Come on. Amen.
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 Right.
In Revelation chapter 18, verse 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on what?
Amen.
On her. How many know the harlot church is going to fall? And God's going to avenge his apostles and his prophets. How many know Jezebel in the Old Testament had the prophets killed?
Right.
He had them destroyed.
Right.
But how many know there was a man raised up whose name was Elijah? And how many know Elijah put a word on the people of his day? There will not be any rain nor dew according to what? My word.
Yes.
And how many know that was 3.5 years? Right in the midst of Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab's a type of political system. Jezebel, the religious system.
Yes.
And how many know we got both of those from the White House to the church house? Isn't that right? And God said in the Old Testament, hallowed through Elijah, that there will not be any rain. And that was 3.5 years. And I'm telling you, brother, we're coming around to tribulation. But how many know God's raising up Elijah?
Yes.
Elijah has come, Elijah is come, and Elijah shall yet come. Somebody say amen. God is raising up that Elijah company, that Elijah army. Amen. No wonder we're seeing Jezebel everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
I want to see this army rise up, don't you?
Amen.
And set people free. Let's go to Obadiah. I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost lead me. Is that all right?
Amen.
I don't have any agenda. I don't want any agenda.
Yes.
Except His.
Amen.
Let's go to Obadiah. Praise God. I know it's right here somewhere. It's a hard one to find for me. Hallelujah. It's right in there, yeah. Praise God. Amos Obadiah, right? Yeah, there it is. Verse 17. But upon Mount Zion, shall be something.
Deliverance.
If we're going to go to Zion, how many know we're going to move in deliverance? But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Do you know that Zion is the seventh letter of the Hebrew? How many thank God for number 7?
Yes.
But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And I want to tell you, you can't be holy without getting deliverance. Jesus can make us holy, but how many know we got a lot of junk in us that's got to go?
Yes.
And there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Revelation 14, upon Mount Zion there's 144,000. They're not Jehovah's Witnesses. They are His true witnesses. Is that right?
Amen.
Now look here at verse 21. And saviors or deliverers shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the man of Esau. That's the flesh. And the kingdom shall be, come on, the Lord. How many know He's raising up His kingdom?
Yes.
He's doing it. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Now go to Revelation 14. Let's look at that scripture just a second here. Revelation 14, just one verse here, I think it is, on verse 1. John saw this company. These are the overcomers. I want to tell you who they are. Hallelujah. How many know God's got some overcomers coming forth?
Yes.
Anybody want to be one?
Yes.
And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on Mount Zion. We know that Lamb was Jesus. How many know that he went to that cross? He went to death for you and I. Come on, amen.
Yeah.
And with him, 144,000. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
12 times 12 is what? Come on, help me.
Yeah.
Times 10, times 10, times 10 is 144,000. 10 by 10 by 10 was the dimensions of the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament. And these are a Holy of Holies people. Come on, we've met Jesus in the outer court, and we thank God for that. We met, come on, the Holy Ghost in the holy place. But how many know we're beginning to meet the Lord Himself? He's becoming Lord over us, isn't He? Amen? Anybody want Him to be Lord over you?
Amen.
Having His Father's name written in their foreheads. And that word there, Mount Zion, the word Zion means the church militant and triumphant. God has a militant, triumphant people. Amen.
Yes.
Anybody want to be militant for Jesus?
Yes.
We got militants for the government. I mean, against the government and against this and that. And you know, but we want to be militant for Jesus. Hallelujah. Against our enemy, our real enemy. Is that right?
Yes.
Praise God. So let's go back to the Old Testament now. Let's go back to Leviticus chapter. I want to go to 20, verse 6. And let's follow this through here a little bit. Exodus 20. I'm sorry, Exodus, Leviticus 20, verse 6. I'll get it right. 20, verse 6 of Leviticus. And he said, and the soul, that's your mind, your will, your emotions, your desires, that turneth after such as have familiar spirits. First of all, before we deal with this, how many know we got familiar spirits in our bloodline we have to deal with?
Yes.
What's the last four letters of that word familiar? How many know there's liars in every family? Come on, amen. Family spirits. Family demons that we have to deal with. And so he said in this verse, he said, and the soul that turns after those who have familiar spirits and after wizards to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut them off from among his people. And so we know that that happens in the world. We know that happens. But I'll tell you something, brethren. There are witches and warlocks and wizards in the church. How many has ever met any?
Oh, yes.
How many know God wants to change that?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen?
And I'll tell you, there's some queens. And I might ought to say some kings in the churches that we don't need. Can you say amen? We run up against it down in Texas one time. She was a real queen. And those under her were so fearful of her. All she would have to do is just look, and I mean, they would jump. They were under that control. I want to tell you something. God hates that spirit. How many know God hates the Nicolaitan spirit? The teeth, the doctrine and the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Whenever the ministry... And I'm talking to myself, whenever the ministry controls the people apart from the Holy Spirit, how many know it's witchcraft?
Amen.
And God wants to take care of that in this hour. Amen? Because there's a lot of control in our churches. Amen? Peter talks about those who lord it over you. Phillips translation says we're not to be little ten gods. And how many know we have some ten gods? Come on. Amen. Not only in the pew, in the pulpit, but also in the pew. There are people that have money that control the preacher, control the church.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And so it goes both ways. It's not just one way. It's two ways. And so we have to recognize that and deal with it. But the Lord's going to cut off those who follow that type of thing. Now let's go to Leviticus 20. Leviticus chapter 20. And I want to look at verses 27. 20, 27. And he said, a man also, or woman, that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall, this is the Old Testament, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. And so in the Old Testament, that's the way God looked at it. They were to be stoned, they were to be killed. But again, we don't kill people today. Amen? Now go to another scripture. Look in chapter 19, verse 3. Praise God. I'm sorry, 19:31. Now look at this first word. Regard not them that have familiar spirits. That word regard there means don't have respect to or don't turn aside after this thing. Do not regard them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. Now, we know we can be defiled by the occult. I don't want you to raise your hands, but how many know that defilement's real in the occult realm, if you've ever messed with it? Sometimes, you know, it happens to children growing up. They go to the fair and they get the fortune told or some crazy thing. How many know that affects them?
Yes.
And it has to be renounced and rejected and break the curse. Can you say amen? Amen. And so there's different ways where we are defiled. Number one, we're defiled sexually. Look in Genesis 34:2. Look in Genesis 34:2. I'm going to give you several ways how we're defiled. 34:2 says, "And when Shechem," well, let's go to verse 1. "Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her." And notice, his soul clave to Dinah. There was a soul tie made. He raped her, literally. But she was defiled. And then verse 8, he said, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter." And then later you'll read where they killed him. But there was a soul tie established, and there was defilement. And then also in Numbers 5:14, let's turn there. Give you another scripture here on defilement. We want to be set free from defilement. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Chapter 5, verse 14, I believe it is, I want. "And the spirit of jealousy come upon him." You ever met people that was jealous?
Yes.
Of their husband, their wife? Come on. Of the preacher or somebody in the church? Somebody got a little more than you and you got jealous or envious? Oh, my. "The spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be" what? Come on. "Defiled." How many know that psychic power is real?
Yes.
You know, Watchman Nee was sick one time for over a year, and he didn't know what it was. And finally God showed him that it was solical psychic praying against him that put that sickness on him. And when he broke it, he was set free. He was healed. And there was a man here preaching one time that a church prayed against him to die. Sent to the God church. And he had an accident and nearly died. And God showed him what happened. He went to the people and they said, "Yes, we pray that you would die." How many know that goes on too? But how many know we have to guard our lips and watch what we pray? That we don't pray against somebody maliciously and wrongfully.
Yes.
And psychic. It's by the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And then there's other ways we can be defiled. Look in Hebrews 12. This is a big one, I think, in the church today. Hebrews chapter 12. And praise God. I have to find it. I got a new Bible. Look in verse 15. "Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be" what? Come on. Defile. If we're defiled by bitterness, it's going to spew out of our mouth and going to defile others if they open up to it. Isn't that right? So that's another way. Now, go to Revelation 14. Again, and we were there. Revelation 14:14. And here it says in this scripture, "And I looked in..." No, that's not it. Chapter 14 and verse 4. Verse 3. "And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man can learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women." Now, we're not talking about natural women, are we? We're talking about the harlot church. They had come out of that harlot church. They had been purged out of the harlot church. And there was no longer any defilement from that. How many know God says, "Come out of her, my people"? Amen. "Lest you be partakers of her plagues and her sins." Isn't that right? How many know if you're in a place of death, you better get out of it?
All right. Yes, sir.
Look in Revelation 3, verse 1. The longer you stay in death, you're miserable, aren't you? More miserable. Mm-hmm. "And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead." How many see that?
Yes.
If you live in death, you're going to be dead. Come on.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I started to preach a word today about those who are dead and yet are still walking. How many know there's scripture on that? Walking dead men. I don't want to be one. How about you?
Yes.
And here were people in the church that thought they were living, they thought they were alive, and they were totally deceived. And the Lord Jesus said, you are dead. How many believe that we can allow death to come into us? But we need life, come on, to come in and push all that death out of us. Is that true? You know what's happening at the end of the age? There's a great apostasy hitting the church. And you know what? There's an apostasy in some that know exactly what God wants and they will not do it. They know to press on in God, but they pull back, they hold back. How many know that's dangerous? If we turn back, how many know we can become a reprobate? Is that true? Look in 2 Thessalonians 2. I'm just letting the Holy Spirit lead me here.
Good, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speed will take up tonight. Go for that. 2 Thessalonians 2. He says in verse 3, Paul says to this church, you know, this church knew more about Jesus coming than any church. Every chapter in 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he talks about the coming of Jesus. How many believe he's coming, brethren?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now look in chapter 2, in verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any man, any means. Now, what was the means? Verse 2 tells us. By a spirit, by a word, and by a letter. How many know that spirit is not the Holy Ghost? He's not a deceiver. But it's evil spirits. And then by a word, even that which can be preached and taught, we can be deceived if we're not careful. Is that right? I was deceived many years from the many things. One of them was the rapture. You know, any minute fly away thing. I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, I was in that, and I've said it and believed it. But when God showed me the truth, I saw that we're not going to be taken out just any minute unless we die. And I ain't ready to die. How about you? But he says something here. Look at this verse now. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come. What day are we talking about? The day of the Lord.
Yeah.
Except there be a falling away or the apostasy. It's actually the apostasy. There's an article there. The apostasy. And what else? That man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who was called the son of perdition? Judas. Where was Judas at? Among the 12. Where is this perdition taking place? Where is this apostasy taking place? In the church. Is that right? I don't have to be too smart. I can figure that out. He said that day will not come except there is an apostasy or falling away first, not second. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Notice you got a man and you got a son. How many know God's raising a man up?
Yeah.
And God's raising a son up. Hold your place. Look in Revelation 21:7. Let me show you God's son. Hallelujah. Here's God's son. He that overcometh shall inherit a few things.
All things.
I will be his God. He shall be my son. Who's his son? The overcomer. And so God says in Thessalonians here, to the church, that there is a man and there is a son. Now, how many know Satan is raising up a man?
Yes.
And a son. Now, go to Matthew 13. Hallelujah. Matthew 13. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know that you're becoming the Word if you're growing in God? Are we to be living epistles before God and before each other? You know, the Word of God, the kingdom Word is being sown. The seed is being sown. And yet, if you look in verse 37, how many know the Son of Man is the one doing the sowing? Verse 38, the fields of the world, the good seed... are the children. But that word children means the sons of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. So you got two groups of sons. God's sons, the devil's sons. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. But did you notice there? The good seed are the sons of the kingdom. They're becoming the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's doing a work in us. Is that true?
Yeah.
And so back in Thessalonians, he said that this falling away must take place. I'm not glorifying this, but how many know it's happening? And it shall happen. And the son of perdition is going to be revealed. And I can show you seven scriptures in the New Testament how that will apply to God's people. Right here it applies to God's people, don't it? I can show you that seven scriptures where people go back into perdition are the beast system. And I'm talking about God's people. Now look at verse 4. Who opposeth and exalts himself above all that's called God or that is worship, so that he sits into the temple of God. And speed dealt with this yesterday. This is the Naos temple. How many know there's something sitting in our temple that has to be dealt with? How many know there's a beast at the feast and a liar for the fire? There's a beast nature in us that has to be dealt with by that fire. Is that right?
Yes.
David said, I was like a beast before him, over in Psalm. How many know self's on the throne today? And God's going to smash that thing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
God is going to destroy anything that exalts itself against Jesus. Come on.
Yes.
And so this thing is opposing, exalting himself. It's being called God. It's being worshipped. So that he is God sitteth in the naos of God, or the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And then you'll notice in verse 6, he's going to be revealed in his time. And we could go right on through all that. There's so much here I can deal with. It's in the temple today. Amen?
Yes.
Turn to Revelation. The Holy Ghost has given me these scriptures. I'm not guessing.
That's good.
Thank you, Jesus, for it.
Amen.
Look in chapter 2 of Revelation. In verse 12, the angel speaking to the church at Pergamos, write these things, saith he, which hath the sharp sword with two edges. How many know it cuts both ways?
Yeah.
I know thy works and where thou dwellest. How many believe he knows our works and where we're dwelling too?
Yeah.
And then he said something else. Even where Satan's seat is, where his throne is. Where is his throne? Right here among the church. How many know he wants among the church today? And he's among the church in many ways. Even where Satan's throne is, and thou holdest fast my name, has not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I also see deception there. If Satan is among us, how many know somebody's not moving and discerning his spirits? And this friend of mine, I told the other night, the devil talked to him 30 minutes before he realized it was the devil, not God, one time, years ago. How many don't believe somebody? How many believe we've listened to the enemy many times and thought it was God? But he's sitting among the church. He's dwelling there. That's where he wants to be. Is that right? God help us. And so, we can be defiled. We'll go back to that. What defiles us? Those things that come out of us, the Bible says. Amen?
Yes.
We're defiled by what we say, by our tongue. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to say something here about psychic power again. Let's go to Numbers. First of all, let me deal with this first before we get there. Numbers 23. We know the occult power is real today.
Yes.
And you know the word enchantment is the same word for serpent in Genesis. How many know Satan, the serpent, is an enchanter? It also means to whisper or magic spell. It means prognostication or to divine. And here in chapter 23, verse 23, he says something to us. But I want to go back up to verse 21. He, that's speaking of the Lord, hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. How many know that's the testimony right there?
Yes.
And how many know we walk with God and stay close to God? How many know that there's protection from curses and things?
Yes.
But if we open up, come on, to sin and to ungodliness, how many know you're going to get hit? And I know of men of God who love the Lord, and yet they were hit and nearly died because of curses and things. But it says here, the Lord God is with him, and the shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. I want you to notice that. Against Jacob or against Israel, according to this time. Now notice there's a key there. It shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? So as we're walking in the Spirit, walking with God, God will protect us. But if we let down the guard just a little bit, how many know you'll get hit?
Yes.
How many know what I'm talking about today?
Yeah.
I think we all do, don't we? But you know, I know of a man, I don't know him personally, but this man walked through great depression many years, just like I did. I went through 15 years of depression. God wasn't going to heal me instantly. I had to walk through that thing and finally come out of it. But I knew this of this man who went through many years of depression. And he told how God delivered him. And then one day he was doing something at the top of the stairs, and all of a sudden this thing hit him, this depression. And he said, time I got to the bottom, I was out of that depression. He had learned how to overcome and come out of that thing. Hallelujah. How many know that God wants us to learn some things? He wants us to know warfare and know who we are in Christ. Amen. And speak against our enemy. Amen. How many know we can stop the enemy in his tracks by the name of Jesus?
Amen.
Do you believe that? We don't have to fear the devil unless we're walking in disobedience. Come on, amen?
Yeah.
We're walking with Jesus and loving the Lord and using that name and doing those things we should do, then He'll protect us and keep us. And if we do get hit, He'll bring us through. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. How many know that the witches and warlocks in the church are exceedingly cunning? They like to stalk their prey. Amen? Amen. And you know what? I wrote this down. It's folly on our part to refuse to fight them. That's those demons. With all of our strength. We have to fight them with all of our strength at times, don't we?
Yeah.
Those spirits I'm talking about. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, go to Ezekiel 13. How many believe there's something after your soul? What was Elijah running from one time? Jezebel. But what was she after? His soul. His life. How many know that he came under a great depression? He was on the road to... of depression. Not to, but of depression. Jezebel threw that witchcraft at him. But here in Ezekiel 13:17, he said, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them. Well, how would you like to be in Ezekiel prophesying against all these women? Wouldn't be an easy job, would it be? Hallelujah. But he had already talked against the men, so up the earlier verses. Now look at verse 18. He said, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to their armholes, make their sheaths upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. They're using actually occult things to do this, which I'm not going to go into. Will you hunt the souls of my people? Will you save the people, the souls alive that come unto you? Will you pollute me among my people for hands full of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not, what? Die, and to save souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against your pillows wherewith you there hunt the souls to make them fly. I will tear them from your arms. Will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. And then God says in the latter part here in verses... verse 22. With your lies, you made the heart of the righteous sad. One thing God showed me that Jezebel makes you sad. How many know sadness is not from God? It's from another source. Joy comes from the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. You know, when Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ and they received Jesus and they were delivered, the Bible said there was great joy in that city. God gives us joy. Jezebel gives you sadness and sorrow. Is that true? Jezebel will control your mind and your emotions. And you're talking about a spell. You come under that mind control of that thing if you allow it. Now, verse 23. Therefore, God says, you shall see no more vanity nor divine divinations. For I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you'll know that I'm the Lord. So what is she after? She's after your soul. She's hunting for your soul. That's why I say she or he. It's that spirit we're talking about. Praise God. And God wants to set us free. Now, let me give you some symptoms of psychic attacks. Okay? I'll give you several of them here. Number one, extreme weariness. How many has ever had that happen to you? Amen. I think we'd all raise our hands.
Yeah.
Number two, confusion of mind. How many know God's not the author of confusion? Well, if He didn't author confusion, it comes from another source. What's not a faith is
sin.
Confusion is sin. Number three, mind control. Mind control. That spirit wants to control our minds. Take our minds over. But we need the mind of Christ Jesus. And then, of course, psychic power brings physical sickness and infirmities into our bodies. And many people are sick today because of that very thing. And years ago, I believe some of my depression was caused from psychic praying against me. Because I went to a lot of churches and a lot of places. God's
I went into full-time ministry, and I went up and down the land across America preaching and teaching. Of course, I almost wore myself out, too. I mean, we need some wisdom there, too. But I know some of it was psychic praying against me. But God brought us through, and we give Him praise. Hallelujah. Anxiety, nervousness, restlessness. How many know that's a big one in the church? You ever see that in people? You can't sit still 5 minutes and talk to them. They got to get up and jump. People in the church have to go to the bathroom 3 or 4 times or go outside and get in their car and, you know, do something. I mean, they can't sit still in a meeting. Isn't that right? And then disconnected thoughts. Thoughts, not patterns, not coming together. Disconnected. Okay. Dull. We feel dull sometimes. You know, Paul talks about dull hearing, but sometimes people just feel dull. All right? Then here's another one. Here's a big one. Trance-like or spaced out. I call them space cookies, but I don't know if that's right or not. Trance-like or spaced out. I mean, you can look at them. They're spaced out. They can't even hear you when you talk to them sometimes. Is that right? They're under a spell, brethren. Hold your place. Go to Galatians 3:1. Jesus, help us today, Lord. We need help, Lord. How many believe the church needs some help?
Yeah.
Amen. All of us. Praise God. Go to Galatians 3:1. All right. Now, look at this. We're talking about the church now. We're not talking about out there in the world. Galatians 3:1. Well, I'll find it here in a minute. Praise God. All right, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? With that word bewitched, it speaks of a spell, but it also speaks of the evil eye. And these people had started in the Holy Ghost, and yet they ended up in the flesh. And how many believe there's a spirit today loose against God's people to get them lukewarm,
yes,
cold, and indifferent to the things of God?
Yes.
And we must plow through that thing. We must recognize it. Come on, amen?
Yes.
And we must guard our time. And so, that evil eye is real today. How many has ever come up against that evil eye in different ways in your walk life? Now, I want to show you one area of the evil eye, just one area. Let's go to Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 22. 28:22. And God's Word says, he that hasteth to be rich has an evil eye. Now, I didn't say it was wrong to be rich, or however God's blessed you. But he said, if you haste to be rich, if you do everything you can to climb the ladder to be rich the wrong way, you have an evil eye. And consider not that poverty shall come upon him. You ever know people who made a lot of money and today they have nothing?
Yes. Yes.
Evil eye. Let's go to Matthew 20. Matthew 20. I believe God wants to bless his people.
Amen.
But it's going to be the way he does it. As we obey Him. Praise God. And we know He taught Jesus here in Matthew 20 is talking about the kingdom of God. And we know He sent out those who agreed for a penny a day to work. And He came out the third hour, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, and then the 11th hour, there were those who came out and worked for a penny. They all agreed for one penny. And in verse 10, after the day was over, notice, but when the first came, they supposed they should have received more, but they agreed for a penny, didn't they? And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house. That's against the Lord. They were mad. They were upset because they didn't get any more money. We've borne the heat of the day. We worked all day long. These guys work 1 hour. And, you know, they're getting the same pay. Come on, amen.
Yeah.
The first shall be last. And the last is going to be first. I mean, that's going to set some people back. The harlots and the publicans are going to go in before the religious crowd.
Yes.
You know, there are iniquity drives in all of us, and we have to let God purge those things out of us. Is that true?
Yes.
And yet the Lord says in verse 15, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thy eye evil because I am good? Money is connected some with the evil eye. Isn't that right? Now, let's go to one more scripture. Let's go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse 19. How many know money is not evil at all itself? It's our motive. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Chapter 6, verse 19. It's the way we think. Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 19. And Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. How many know that's sickness and that's death even? Come on. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
Yes.
So that evil eye is connected some with money. Is that true?
Yes.
Amen. Now, I want to go back and just give you a few more of those symptoms of psychic power. And then I want to take you to a few more scriptures in the Old Testament. Praise God. Amen. How many know that people under psychic power, they feel empty? Like there's an emptiness that entered them. Loss of self-control over possibly their mind. And of course, the enemy wants to take over your mind any way he can. Isn't that right?
Right.
It's just like going to a hypnotist. You're under that thing. You're under that spell. And you can be under a person in the church like the same way. Okay? Now, here's some of the things that people might suffer that's under psychic power. And I remember a man one time told he went to hear these talk to these ladies. And when he left, that spirit from them came against him, and it was so strong, if he didn't have others, he would have almost committed suicide. It was such a strong spirit. But some of the victims may suffer accidents, nervous breakdowns, traumas of all type, loss of income and position and reputation because of that spirit of because of psychic power. They may be attacked again by sickness and pain, by mental and emotional illness. How many know many Christians? I wrote this down. Do not actually know the difference between psychic prayer and power and godly prayer and power. Now, look in Acts 19 here real quick again. We saw it the other night, I think. And I want to show you that right here among God's people, they were still in occult power for a period of time. Acts 19. How many know Paul dealt with demons in his day? Then he dealt with the occult, and then he had to wrestle against Diana of the Ephesians, which is the Queen of Heaven. How many believe we're doing some wrestling today? We're going on with God. In Acts 19, verse 18, and many that believed came. I want you to notice they're believers. And confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts, this is magic books, brought their books together, burned them before all men, and they counted the price to be 50,000 pieces of silver, probably about $4 million. So mightily grew the Word of God. But for a space of time, they were believers before they ever came and confessed and burned those books. I remember recently I was talking to a man. He came into the place where I was twice. He was a hypnotist. He would buy roses to take to his meeting. He was a hypnotist, and yet he went to a charismatic, full gospel church. He thought he was doing all right, but he wasn't.
All right.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Let's go over now to the in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. I'm going to close with some of these scriptures here, and we're going to pray. I've really went over a lot of things I had down, but we don't have time. 2 Chronicles 22. How many know Jezebel had a daughter? What was her name? Athaliah. One time an apostle and I was with this apostle brother in the Lord, and we were in the motel, and he woke up that morning and the Lord told him, he said, tell such and such, she can be a Diana, but not to follow Athaliah. Never forgot that word of the Lord that God gave him. In chapter 22, verse 10 of Chronicles. Are we there? 22:10. I think that's the way I want. One I want. That's not the one I want. Let's go to chapter 22 and verse 1. Here's the son of Athaliah, Ahaziah, the youngest son, and he's king. And if you'll notice in verse 2, he reigns in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Amriah. Actually, it means the granddaughter. And verse 3, he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. So he had a wicked counselor. Do you know Athaliah reigned 6 years? Now, here's what a witch spirit wants to do. It wants to reign over the people of God any way it can. Okay? And for 6 years, she did that. Now, look at verse 4. Wherefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. So if you come under the counsel of Athaliah or Jezebel, it's going to destroy. Is that right?
Yes.
So you better make sure who you're under in the Lord. Is that right?
Right.
All right. Then look up in chapter 23. Well, chapter 22, I'm sorry. 22:10. Athaliah destroys the seed royal here, all the royal seed. And how many of the devils always want to destroy God's seed? Is that right? And we know there was one that was spared from her destruction. And they brought him out after, you know, so many years. And she cried out treason, treason in verse 13 of chapter 23. And then if you'll notice in chapter 23, verse 14, they're going to slay Athaliah with a sword here. And they said, don't slay her in the house of the Lord. And in verse 15 of chapter 23, they laid hands on her suddenly. And they slew her at the horse gate. That's where they slew Athaliah. And then if you'll notice something, come on down to verse 21. After Athaliah was destroyed, after this witch had been in power for 6 years, it said all the people of the land did something. Rejoiced, and the city was quiet. Which means there was no rejoicing and it wasn't quiet beforehand. Then look in chapter 24 and verse 7. For this is her offspring. The sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God. What does Jezebel want to do? Come on. What is the offspring of Jezebel going to do? It's going to break up, tear up, destroy the house of God. Is that true? How many has ever seen it happen? Amen. Well, we'd have to be blinded if we hadn't seen that. But notice, and also the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow upon Balaam. They took the money of God and gave it to Balaam, because that's who they served. How many know there's a message in that?
Yeah.
Taking the money of God and doing something with it we shouldn't. Come on.
Right.
Amen? And so, yes, psychic power is real. Now, I want to give you one other scripture in closing, possibly. James 4. Look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Hallelujah. He said in verse 1, from whence come wars and fightings, brawlings. You ever seen the church brawl? Among you. Come they not hence, even of your lust, your pleasures that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill. My margin says that word kill is envy. And desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not because you... You ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Now, if we're asking amiss, how many believe we're not praying in the Holy Ghost? How many believe a lot of our prayers are not in the Holy Ghost? Because he said in this verse, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. And then he said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? And if we live in the world and walk out the world, how many know we're going to pray carnal?
Yes.
And psychic prayer. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's stand. I want us to pray today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to pray, and then we're going to cast out some things today if we got anything in us. How many is ready to get set free?
Amen.
We all need it.
Amen.
Preacher and everybody else needs it. From the pulpit to the pew, we need it, don't we, brother?
Amen.
Praise God. Let's pray. Father God,
I
come in Jesus' name,
against
all the things
that
bind me,
torment
me,
harass
me,
and
defiles
me.
I renounce and break off of me and loose myself and my family from all psychic heredity, all demonic holds, all psychic power, all psychic bondages, bonds of physical and mental and ill and mental illness or curses, the result of sin, transgression, iniquities, occult or psychic involvement of myself, from my parents, or any of my ancestors. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus, I now rebuke and break and loose myself and all my children from all and all evil curses, charms, hexes, vexes, spells, witches, and cohorts that would this ministry attempting to smear and discredit so as to discourage others who would receive benefits from this ministry. I am not ignorant of your wiles, your tricks, your strategies, or your devices. I command you to stop your operations, all your psychic commands, incantations, prayers, and desires against this ministry. Be turned against and upon the demons who sent them, that you might retreat, flee, in defeat this moment. I also command that the mouth of all who help spread lies against this ministry be stopped. The Lord rebuke you and all who help you in Jesus' name. Let's praise Him right now just a minute. Hallelujah. Let's give Him glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's pray again. Father God, I bind and break the power of all witch spirits, all wizard spirits, all warlock spirits that's come against me. I renounce them. I reject them in the name of Jesus. Come out of me now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on, let them go. Cough them out. Get them rid of them. Cough them out. Come on. Cough them out. Get rid of them. Anything you've been under in churches, get rid of that witch spirit, wizard spirit, warlock spirit in Jesus' name. Name of Jesus. All Jezebel spirits, all defilement, come out. Loose the people of God. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, cough them out. You got to yield to the Holy Ghost. You can get them out if you'll cough them out or breathe them out or sweat them out, whatever. Now, Father God, I break the power of psychic power, all curses, all those hexes, vexes and spells, and charms. Come out of me now. All psychic power. Come on, take a deep breath, brethren. Let it go. Come on. Name of Jesus. All solical psychic witchcraft praying. We break the power of it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All divination, all witchcraft. We break the power of that in our life, in our own life, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I come against all weariness, confusion, mind control, infirmity spirits, anxiety, nervousness, distress, trance spirits, accidents, traumas, poverty. Come out of me now. Come on, take a deep breath. Come on, someone's going to get some deliverance. You better let go. Call them out. That's it. Yawn them out. Whatever. Get them out of there in Jesus' name. All by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, Father God, I break the power of bondage and slavery, mental illness, torment, harassment, bewitchment, sorcery, embarrassment, and the evil eye. I command it to come out of me now. All right, take a deep breath. Let it go. Come on. Cough them out. Cough them out in the name of Jesus. We take dominion and authority over every spirit of witchcraft. In Jesus' name. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Come on, cough them out. I believe there's some more. Listen, one more time. Let's all. Come on, take a deep breath. Come on, take a deep breath. Let it go. Let it go in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you that the angels will come, Father God, and bind up with chains those spirits and take them to the pit. And every spirit leaves this place in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him now. Let's give Him glory. Ask Him to come in and fill you up. Say, come in, Jesus. Fill me up. Fill me up, Jesus. Fill me up, Holy Ghost. Fill me up, Jesus. Fill me up, Lord. Come in, Lord. In every area that I've emptied out today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to minister to a few in the Spirit here now. Let's stay in the Spirit with God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father God. Sister, I just see the Lord blessing you. I see Him guiding and directing. The light of God be around you. And the Lord is truly bringing you forth in Him. And the Lord God is with thee. He's destroying many obstacles, many situations that you don't even know about today, God says. But I'm with thee, and I shall meet with thee, and I shall speak to thee. I shall show you things in dreams and visions in the night season. So rejoice and know that God is with thee. And those things He spoke in the past, He'll bring to pass in this hour. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Gary, the Lord is giving you encouragement today. My son, you've been obedient to the Lord. You've cried out. And God said there's even a greater cry going to come forth from your spirit in the days ahead. But the Lord's preparing you, and not only you, but others. And the things that you're going to do is going to be a great blessing to many, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him today. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise our God today. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a word also for Darlene. Praise God. Darlene, the Lord sees your heart. You have a servant heart. You have a heart that's for the Lord and for others. And God said, I'm very well pleased with that. My daughter, keep moving. Keep doing that which you put your hand to do. And God is not only going to bless you, but He's going to bring some more deliverance into your life. And it's going to be and when that deliverance comes, you're going to even be a greater servant than you are now, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He's going to do it.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise Him. Come on. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Now, let's reach out our hands to Brother Crawford today. I want to pray for him today. Praise God, our precious brother. He's really been through a great... Brother, would you come and join me there? And let's pray for him today. Stand up, Brother Crawford. He really needs our prayers. Reach your hands out to him right now. Father God, we pray for Brother Coffee today, Lord. We come against every attack against my brother, against his body, every infirmity. We cut off every demonic force that's come against him, Father. We ask, Father, strength today. Divine help and strength for Brother Coffee. We pray an intervention from the Holy Ghost in my brother's life today, Father God. We cut off and break off of him every solical psychic power. Lord, every force that's come against him, we ask divine healing and health to overtake him, Lord God. Every curse spoken against this brother, we bind it and break it off of him. And we loose my brother in the mighty name, the holy name, the glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Are we?
Maury, our maintenance man, became very ill a while ago.
Okay, let's pray
for him. We need to pray for Maury.
Okay, Father, touch Maury today. Lord, we lift up Brother Maury. God, that you would heal him and deliver him. We come against that attack in his body. Loose Maury in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I don't know if dinner's ready or not. Do you?
I don't know.
It's all right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Brother, come and close us in prayer. May the Lord bless you. I enjoyed their leading worship. How many? Let's give them a good hand this morning. Praise God. They did a wonderful job, him and his wife.
The Lord knew we
needed it.
Amen. Go ahead, brother. Close us in prayer.
Father, we're just so grateful. We're so grateful for your love. Amen. We are grateful, Lord, that we're here. Father, you brought us from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You brought us, oh God, to praise you. You brought us, oh God, to set us free. You brought us, oh God, to make us the new creatures. Father, you brought us together, Father, to send us back out. Father, to share the love and the mercy of God. Father, we thank you for this time and for this brother that would come. Father, to share this message with us. It's in our hearts. It's exciting. We thank you for what you're doing in our midst. We praise you for the victory this morning. We praise you for the deliverance this morning. We praise you for the freedom this morning, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you would go with us in this time, Father, of fellowship and food. Father, thank you for the hands that prepared it. Oh God, anoint the kitchen. Thank you for the workers. Father, we lift them up in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you're doing. Help the fellowship this afternoon be sweet as we not let go what you started in our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.